Okay, so today's daf is daf Yud Beis. So we got to the last three lines of Yud Aleph and Beis. The Gemara says, still talking about the ksuba of a woman who's a basula versus a ba'ula. So the Gemara says, Tani Rabbanan, kansa rishon l'shum nisun. Let's say a woman gets married, her first marriage, and to get married, the nisun, v'yeshla edim shol nistra, and they're edim that can testify that they never had stir with each other, inami nistra, even if they did have stir, they went in a room private with by themselves, of a low shasa kadebia, but they were not there long enough to have a bia, and then she becomes widowed or something. So ein hasheni yachal liton tainis basulim. If she gets married to a second husband, he cannot claim tainis basulim, even though the edim testified that she certainly did not have bia. In the end of the day, we don't trust edim. We'll look at Tosfos in just a second. Why not? So when she gets married to the second guy, even though we think she's really basula, we don't assume she's a basula. Sherei kantarishon, because she got married in the first case. So that's the din. So Gemara wants to conclude from that very statement, Amar Rabba, on the top of Yud Beis Amin Aleph, Zos Ameris, this comes to teach us, Kanta Bechezkas Besula, if a person marries a woman with the chazaka, with the understanding that she is a Besula, and turns out she's actually, Venim says, Be'ula, Yeshla Ksuba Mana, she gets at least to collect one mana, because that's our case here. The Kanta Rishon, the woman got married first, she got married to a second guy with the assumption that she was a basula, because Adam said she never had been the first time. Turns out she was a ba'ula, so we say that she only gets a mana. Anyways, that's the conclusion Rabba says. And the Gemara says that's not a fair conclusion. This case is different. Rashi says, Amar, ba'alma in general, li'olam e'melcha less like klal. If a woman who gets married with the assumption that she's a basula, and turns out that she's actually a ba'ula, she gets nothing at all. This case here is a different situation. Shiny Hacha, here it's different. Sherei Kansarishon, because she got married once before here, and the husband knew that she was really married, and even though Adam said she never had Bia, we don't fully trust Adam. Why don't we fully trust Adam? So if you look over at Tosfos, Dibra Maschel, Shiny Hacha, Sherei Kansarishon, V'yadaita de Be'ula Nises. In the end of the day, we know the husband really married her and the understanding that she was a Be'ula. V'yafagav de Adam me'idim shlo nivla, even though two Adam said that there was never stira, or even there was stira, but there was no time for bia, we ain't no samech al zeh, we don't really rely on them entirely, which itself is interesting, but why not? Me'achashu nosin, in the end of the day, they were married, come on, they were married. V'sovered the shabcha omrim kein. The reason why the Adam said this, just to kind of bolster up, to give her greater praise that she's a better merchandise, if you will, but we don't fully trust Adam. So in the mind of the chassan really understood the second marriage, the second husband, the most likely she's a bula, and turned out she's a bula. That was really part of his first das in the first place. But don't bring me any other rise to elsewhere, where you married a woman for the very first time she got married, with the understanding that she's a basula, and turns out she's a bula. That's when we would say a mekach tells. And now the Gemara says a similar structure now, but it's referring to the Mishnah. This first case was going on the statement in the Brisa that there were Edom. Now we're going to go on to a Mishnah. What's the Mishnah? Ika demasi la amasis. And others have this conversation referring to the Mishnah. Which Mishnah? The Mishnah we had the other day. Besula amana. If a woman is a besula from amana, she became a widow, but she remained a basula. Or she was from a grusha, she was divorced as a basula. Or chalutza, minandasu, in all these cases, ksubasan mana ve'ein la tainis basulam. In these cases, even though she claims, and the understanding is, there are no edim in this case, but the understanding is she was only basula from almana as a grusha or chalutza, any of them, she gets a mana. So Gemara says, Basula minanasun heichim mishkachasla. How do you have a situation whereby a woman can get married and still remain being a basula? So answers the Gemara, Kigon shenichnasa l'chuppah v'lo nivla, where they had a chuppah, but they never had a chance to be, and then they got divorced, he died. those are the situations. So Gemara then says, again, but there are no Edom. While the previous discussion was when the Edom had testified, here there are no Edom, this was just a understanding, some understanding there. So the Gemara says, okay, I'm a rabbi. Now Rabbi says, based on this Mishnah, if she could really remain a basula from a nisuin, Zos Ameris, this tells us then the second marriage, the husband only could collect, only pays up a mana. So when the second husband marries her, Kansa Becheskes Basula, he assumes she was a basula because she never had bia in the first marriage. V'nim says, Ba'ula, turned out she's a bula, she could still collect Ksubasa mana. That's why we can conclude. There is still a mana from that situation. The Gemara says, Ravashi says, no, Amr Liolam Ima Emelech Abba Amalest, they call in general, the person marries a woman with the assumption she's a basula, and turns out she's a bula, she gets nothing. That's a mekach tells. This case is different. Shiny hacha, shrei nichnas al chuppah, because in the end of the day, in her first marriage, she did get married. There was a chuppah there. Okay, granted, she said she didn't have bia, and there's a certain level of trust we have there, but we don't fully trust her. The second husband really thought she had bia, and turns out she was a bula. He's not incredibly surprised by that, and that's why she still gets her money. It was not considered mekach tells. So the Gemara now says we have the same structure, one referring to this Mishnah without Edom, and the one referring to the Brisa where there were Edom, that there was no Bia. So the Gemara says, I skipped a line actually earlier, also, I'm sorry, I skipped a line earlier, so we're going to read this now, I jumped, so I guess someone caught me on that one. But the Gemara says, why don't we say, I'm reading now, but this was also in the previous discussion, the Gemara says, V'lecha shema tacht of zinsa. So wait a second, if she gets married on the in the chazak of her being a basula, and then the din is she's found to be in ba'ula, why do we assume that she became a ba'ula from her first marriage? Maybe she was engaged and she had bia between her engagement at Erison and her nisuin from her second marriage, and maybe she was mezana. Lecha shem matacht of zinsa. That was the question above as well. Again, I skipped that. So Amar Rav Shavya kigon shekidush ubal la'alta. It's a situation where they got engaged and then they had a chuppah immediately. There was no moment in time to have bia with anybody else in between, and that's why we're not choshesh she became a ba'ula from someone else. The ba'ula must have been from her previous husband. So that's the shaklatar. That's the gemara. So now the gemara says that Amar Rav Aman Demasi Le'a Brisa, the one who had this whole discussion referring to Brisa, which is the previous discussion on the case that there were Edim, that there was no Bia, Kol Shekein Amasis, and certainly would say the same thing in this case as well. Meaning, if the Edim said she's still a Basula, yet the husband didn't fully trust the Edim there, and he assumed she probably was a Bula, that's why she gets a mana. Certainly in the case of the Mishnah, where there were no Edim testifying she didn't have Bia, that was just an assumption that she had no Bia, certainly there she'll get her mana. However, the man, the master, the amasis, the one who taught this whole discussion on the Mishnah, where there's no bia, but no Edom actually testified, so that's where the husband thinks she's really a bula anyways, about Brisa. But in the case of the Brisa, where there are actually Edom, and maybe the husband, Taka, did trust the Edom, and it really assumed she was mamisha basula, lo, maybe there she shouldn't have any ksuba at all, because Edom said she should have been a basula. Because the husband said, I was relying on the Edim, and they said you were a Basula, and I married you understanding you were a Basula, and you're a Ba'ula, there actually she would lose the Ksuba entirely. So it's a machlokas whether or not you would apply this din to the case of the Brice of the Edim or not. So now the new Mishnah tells us, Ha'ochel Eitzel Chama B'Yehuda. A person is eating by his father-in-law's house, by his Kala's house, Shalom Edim, and there are no Edim. And Einu Yachal Liton Tainis Basulim Bipnei Shemesh Yachid Ima. Because there's Zicha that took place, we can't trust them. There are no Edim who are witnessing what took place. We assume there was already a Bia prior to marriage, and she has the Chazak of not having Basulim. So Gemara says, Midakatani Ha'ochel Michal De'ika Duchte Bihuda Nami De'lo Achom. In fact, the Mishnah says, the one who eats implies that not everybody in Yehuda would have such a situation where they would have the family meals with the in-laws and they would have yichud with the kala. No, those who do, some places would do this in Yehuda, other places would not do this in Yehuda. So Amar Abai, Shmami Nabi Yehuda, Nami Mekomos. Yesh, it must be then, in Yehuda, not every place was the same. Some places did have yichud and other places did not have yichud with the chasen and kala. Kedatani, like the Baruch says, that Amar Rabbi Yehuda said that in the area called Biyehuda, Barishona initially, Hayum Yachdin es Achasim es Akal Lasha Achas Kodim Lekinisasim Lechupa, Kedeshe Libo Gaspa, in Yehuda, they would have Yichud between the Chas and Kal in order to get them excited for the leading up to the Chupa. Ubegalil, the area of the Galil, Lohayu Olsen Kane, they would not do this in the Galil. And Biyehuda, Barishona, Hayum Amidin Lem Shnei Sho Shvinin, Echalo Vechalo, and initially in Yehuda, they would have different people supporting them, helping them, aides, in order to help them out, leading up to the chasen and kala, leading up to the chuppah. If you look at Rashi to explain this case, l'mashmesh, says Rashi, l'fashpesh l'mashmesh b'maasein, to help them assist what they need, but also Lila that night, shlo yikalku zed zev maasein b'tarmus, shlo yirat zed dam besulim, so no one should see dam besulim v'yovid and lose it and claim that there's no dam besulim. They should have two people making sure everything is das kedaskad in there. V'yovid v'zed lo tavi mapa sheshel atipa damim, and somehow lose the mapa that had the damim in it, The place where they had the mishmash, where they had the assistants there, they would not have yichud, because we said when there was yichud, then damasum wasn't a relevant taina. So it's the only case where there is no yichud, then they would have the shoshvinim. Says Rashi at the end, the ilu b'makom shenagul yachid. If it was the area of Yehuda where they would have yichud, my mishima shabai. What's the need for having any assistance to find the mappa? Hare ein sham tainis besulam ama b'Yehuda makomus makomus yesh. Must be some areas in Yehuda would have yichud, in which case it would not be the shnei shoshvinim, and the other areas where they were not allowed for yichud, which means that damasum would still be a relevant taina. They would have the shnei shoshvinim. So then the Brisa says further, Ubegali lohai osin kain, and Ogali, they would not have this practice. Behuda, another practice of Yehuda was Berishona initially, Hayusho Shrinan, Yeshenim Abase, Hashachasin Vakali Yeshenimba. They would sleep in the same house, the Chasin Vakali. This day they were ready and immediately available to help out if they found the map of Damasum, so no one should lose it. Ubegali lohai osin kain, and Gali, they wouldn't do this. Bechol Shilo Noga, Kimina Gazer, Eno Yachal Liton, Tainis Besum. Anybody who not have this practice will not have Tainis Besum. So it's unclear what this last statement means. V'chol shelo nag. Anyone who is lo nag, what? So, what is this referring to? Ilema, our resha is referring to the resha where the minog, they'd be miyachid each other. It should say, kol shenog mi barley. Anyone who had the practice of yichud would not have the amasum. But this statement says, kol shelo nag. So it can't be referring to the resha of the practice of yichud. Ela seifa must be referring to the seifa that kol shelo misho the case with the shnei shoshvinim, so anyone, it should say, instead of saying kol shelo nahug, who did not have the practice of shnei shoshvinim, would not have damasulim, so it should really say kol shelo mushmash mi barley. That would be more accurate as opposed to kol shelo nahug. So what is this last statement of kol shelo nahug kimenegazeh going on? So Amar Bai says, li'olam ha-reisha, it's really referring to the reisha of the practice of being miyachidem. Mitani, it should really say kol shenog. Meaning the end of the braisa really reads, kol shenog, whoever has this minog to have yichud, those individuals, ein yachal liton tainis besum, cannot have the taina of tainis besum because they had yichud. And Amalei Rava says, but how kol shaloh nog katani? You can't just change the words of the braisa. The braisa clearly says, kol shaloh nog. Ela Amar Rava says, hachi kamar, kol shaloh nog minog galil, begalil, ela minog Yehuda, begalil, ein yachal liton tainis besum. Anybody who did not practice the normal practice of Galil, and rather they practiced the practice of Yehuda in Galil, in other words, they had Yichud, like they were doing Yehuda, but they did that in Galil, they too would not be subject to Dam Musum. Now it's unclear why Rav is more satisfied with that long explanation than just changing one word around, but that's how he felt Kolosh Shalonag was what it was referring to. And the final suggestion of what Kolosh Shalonag is referring to is Rav Ashi Amar, the Yolam Asef is referring to the Seifa of the Shoshvinim, and Tani Koshlo Mishmash. Einachanami, it really should say Koshlo Mishmash. Whoever did not have the service, the help of the Shei Shoshvinim, they would not be allowed to make a Tainis Bisulim. Okay, next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Achas Amanas Yisrael, V'achas Amanas Kohanim, Ksubasa Mana. And Amana, whether or not she was married to Rashi says Amana Bas Kohen, if she's a Bas Kohen, and she now became widowed, or a Bas Zel became widowed, in their second marriage, they would only get a ksuba of amana. It doesn't make a difference from whom they were or what family they came from. The amana always gets one mana. So the Gemara then says, then ksuba on the achasa ksuba samana based in Shokohanim, the Bezdin that would oftentimes represent a city of the Kohanim, how you govern. They made their own rules, the Basula Arba Meos. They felt the Kohanim were more prestigious, they have greater yichas, therefore the ksuba of their first marriage should be 400 zuz, while ours is a Masayim. Chacham did not protest, and they allowed the Bezdin Kohanim to increase the value of a ksuba when marrying a Kohen. So the Gemara says in the Braisa, Tanavi Almanas, Kohanim Ksubasa Masayim. So the Braisa says the Almana of a Kohen is actually 200. However, our Mishnah said Almana of a Kohen is actually 100. V'ha'anantanam, we learned in the Mishnah, Achas Amanas Yisrael, V'achas Amanas Kohanim, always going to be Ksubasa Mana. So what's the change here? So the Gemara says, Amar Ravashi Shtei Takanas Havu. There are two levels, two stages of a Takana. Meikar initially, Takinu Lubasula Arba Mea Zuz, they made a Takana for a Basula of a Kohen that she should get 400 Zuz. Ula Amana Mana, and the Amana of a Bas Kohen will only get one Mana. Kevan de Chazer de Mezalze Behu, one they saw they're being Mezalze on the Amanos, and Rashi explains, you look at the top line of Rashi, de Mezalze Behu Ba Amanos, Kalos Beinem Lotzian Mipneshik Subasan Muatas, Takinu Mas Muslim. In other words, what would happen is a person got married to Amana, It's only one mana to divorce her. So they divorce her very easily because there's only the small amount of money needed. So they get rid of her quickly. The Ganai Hadlahen, it was a very big Ganai for the Kohen to get divorced. She just lost her husband. She's not mana. She gets remarried and gets divorced from her second husband. It's a big Ganai for her. V'yafa pisha amanos Yisrael nami ksubas amana. Asa, should we have the same concern for a ksuba of an amana from a Yisrael? Miu kohanim chashiva tvei. Kohanim were more prestigious. The Ganai Lahem Grushe Benose and Yosem Yisrael. It was a sadder thing if a Bas Kohen became a Grusha than a Bas Yisrael became a Grusha. So that's why they had to up the ante of an Amun of a Kohen to 200. So therefore, again, Kaven, the Chazu, the Mizalz Lebu, Takinulhu Masan, they gave the Almana of a Bas Kohen 200. However, once that happened, Kaven, the Chazu, the Kaparshim, people said, wait a second, I'm not going to marry the Almana of a Bas Kohen now, her ksuba is a lot more money. I'd much rather marry an almana of Yisrael. So people stopped marrying the almanas of Bas Kohen. Parshu Menon, they separated from them. Damru ad de Nasrin almanas Kohanim, from the fact that I can marry an almanas Kohen, and that's a lot of money. Nizel Venesa Basula Basa, I'll marry a Basula Basa at the same money. Because the Basula is 200, and the ksuba of a almanas Kohen is 200 also. May as well marry a Basula. So Adrinu Limasah, therefore they went back to the original Takana, that although a Basula's Kohen, Bas Kohen is Arbaim, Arba males rather, they came to the Alman of a Bas Kohen, her Aksua would only be a Mana. The Gemara then quotes from the Mishnah, based Din, Shekwan, Vechule, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Lo Bezdin Shekwan, Bilvad Amar. This was not only true of the Bezdin of Kohanim, that they upped the Ksuba amount to 400. And Lafil Mishpachos HaMiuchasos B'Yisrael, even very Miuchasodik of families in Israel that had great Yichas dating back to whomever, but they had great Yichas, they also would up the level of the Ksuba. Im Ratzulah says, Kederach Shek Kohanim Osin Osin, they wanted to do that as well. This was not exclusive to the Bezdin of Kohanim. There's something that they had done, because the great Yichas Kohanim do have, but in Echanami, if any other family wanted to do this because of the great Yichas, they had full rights to do so as well. To ask the Gemara, Meisivei, Harota Lasos Kederach Shekohanim Osin, those who want to do the practice of the Kohanim of raising the amount of money of the Ksuba, could go in Bas Yisrael LeKohen, or Bas Kohen LeYisrael, Osin, they're allowed to do this. So the Gemara says, it sounds in the Braisa, only a Bas Yisrael LeKohen, or Bas Kohen LeYisrael, the Ika Tarkuna, where there's some Tarkuna, either the husband from Kohanim, or the woman's from the Kohanim, but this Braisa implies about Bas Yisrael LeYisrael Lo. But if it was a marriage of two, Bas Yisrael and a Ben Yisrael, whereby there's no special yichas of Kohanim, maybe they couldn't up the ante of a ksuba. But it says, no. Lo mi boy kamar. Lo mi boy Bas Yisrael Yisrael de lo matzi amar le alave kamal yelecha. That, needless to say, that case where the Yisrael, they're marrying the same level. There's no adding up, going up a level to marrying a Kohen. Of a Bas Yisrael, le Kohen, de matzi amar le, the Kohen could say to the Bas Yisrael, the Kohen could say to the Bas Yisrael, listen, you're marrying to the Kohen family. I know you have great yichas, but in the end, I'm a Kohen. You're going up. I'm bringing up a level. I should not have to have a ksuba that pays more. By Yisrael to Yisraelim, we're at the same level. So there you can negotiate a higher ksuba if they come from mishpachas miuchasos. But again, but marrying into a, marrying up, maybe there the Kohen could suggest, I don't have to pay extra money to you, even though you have a Miuchas family, because I am a Kohen and you're going up in value. Maybe there it shouldn't be. Kamashman, that even though the Bas Yisrael is marrying up to a Kohen, still they have the right to raise the price of the Ksuba, because she comes from one of the Mishpachos HaMiuchasos. The new Mishnah tells us now, a bit tricky of a Mishnah, about some issues of Nemanus. The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, Anosei es ihi isha, v'lamatzi lo basulim. A man marries a woman, and finds out that there's no basulim there. He omeris, Meshisatani nenasti, that when we are engaged, I was violated, and now I'm no longer basula. Nistach basadeo, it's your fault, you're lost. Listen, we were engaged as a basula. There's no mekachtels here, but nenasti, and therefore this is your bad mazel, I don't lose out on the Messiah. V'hu omer, lo, ki ela ad shelo asticha ha-aristiach, it was before you got engaged. We got engaged that you had a beer with another man. And you're not a basula. And therefore, I don't owe you anything. So that's the machlokas. Who do you trust? So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omim, they both hold Ne'emenes. She is believed to say what she says. And Rashi says the reason why, all the way on the top of Rashi on the Mishnah, Ne'emenes kasaka daitech lehavimin, is the reason why we believe her is because Mishum debari v'shema bari adav. Her claim is Vada. She knows exactly what happened. She knows exactly when this took place. So her time is Bari. She has a certain claim. The husband has no idea when this took place. So he's Shema. He's just saying maybe this happened before we got engaged. So it's her Bari, her clear statement, her certain statement, versus his doubtful statement. And the call is when there's a Bari versus Shema, Bari is always the Bari is always a stronger claim. So that's why we trust her, according to Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer.
But, is it that she didn't voluntarily say this from a netmother's perspective? But
would why she have to say it? If it doesn't make any difference, I mean, it doesn't change her status because it.
So how, in the world of Tainas, the fact that she didn't
preempt it,
right?
Doesn't make anything because she has nothing to claim. Only the Tohen has to make a claim, but no one has to be in self defense mode and make a claim to avoid that. If she could have done that, they could have avoided the whole situation. But that does not weaken her Taina though. So then the Mishnah says, that's all she does, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, that she's an Emenis. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, lo mipia anu donin, we can't trust her. El harei zu becheskets beula, we have to go based on the chazaka. And right now, the current chazaka is she's a beula. Everybody agrees she's a beula, so the chazaka is she's a beula from the beginning of time. And Achlo Tisaris, we assume that she's a beula from before she got engaged, Ve'atasu, and she tricked him, and Tzemechach tells, Ad Shetavi Raya L'dvar, until she brings proof when the beer took place. She has to prove that the beer took place after Erison. But until then, the Chazaka remains from the beginning of time that she was always a beula, even prior to engagement. So that's the understanding of Rabbi Yeshua. So the Gemara now says, Itmar, Mani li biyadcha, v'hal omer ein yodeh. The guy says, you owe me $100. My mana is in your hands. I lent you money, you owe me $100. He said, I don't remember, I don't know what to do. So what's the halacha? Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Amri, Chayev, they hold that he's Chayev to pay. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan, Omer, Pater, the Pater. So why, what's the explanation? Why is he Chayev, why is he Pater? Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amri, Chayev, why is he Chayev to pay? Bari v'shema. I say you owe me money, that's a Bari claim, and you say you don't know, that's a Shema claim, so therefore, Bari v'shema, Bari adif, so you owe me money. And Bari adif, Bari v'shema, Bari adif. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Yochanan, Amri Pater, why Pater? Oki mamona becheskas mari. You should go based on the cheskas mari kam. The chazaka is that right now, since we don't know, it's a case of suffik, we don't know if I'm right, and you don't know if you owe me money, we leave everything in status quo as the chazaka. The chazaka is the money stays where it was, so in which case, your pater, we leave everything as is until I bring proof that you actually owe me money. So you go based on the chazaka. So it sounds like this is lining up very nicely with our Mishnah about whether you go based on Bari Adif or whether you go based on chazaka. So the Gemara then says, Amar Le'abayi Le'Rav Yosef, Ha the Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, the Shmuelhi. This discussion of Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, about whether or not you say Bari Adif is really the position of Shmuel, that you do say Bari Adif, that he holds, the Tanan, the Mishnah tells us. There's a Mishnah, I think it's the next Mishnah maybe, that Hayisa Mu Beris, the woman's pregnant. V'amrula, they don't know who the father is. So what happens? Amrula, she says, Mati, they ask her, Mativo Shel Uber Shezer. So who's the father of this child that you're carrying? Meish Ploni V'Kohenu. So-and-so is the father, and he was a Kohen, and that means my child I'm going to give birth to is a Kohen. He's got great yichus. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer Omrim, Ne'emenes, she's believed because she's Bari. No one else knows who the father is. She does know. So her claim is Bari. Everybody else says maybe it came from some mamzer, but we trust her because Bari is Adif. V'amr Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel Halacha, K'Rabbi Gamliel. We hold like Rabbi Gamliel that Bari is Adif. V'amr Le'i Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, the Rav Yehuda, Shinina, Amislam Mishmei Dishmu Halacha, Rabbi Gamliel Af Berishona. So not only do we follow like Rabbi Gamliel in this case, but even in the first case. What's the first case? My Af Berishona. The Af Agav in the first case of the Mishnah, even our Mishnah as well, about the claiming of the Ksuba, about she says she was only Misharast Tani Nanasti, that she was only violated after she got engaged. So she gets a real ksuba. Her Bari claim wins out his Shema claim. So not only in the case of the Kohen and the Mu'beris of the Bari of that Mishnah, Daf Yud Gimel, and tomorrow's Daf, do we trust her because she's Bari. Also in the case of the ksuba, we trust her as well because she's Bari. So that's what it means. Af Rishona, the Af Agav, the Ikla Meimer, Oki Mamon, and Becheskes Maria. Even though in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Beis here, that you could say that based on Dini Mamnis, because Dini Mamnis has different rules than the status of the yichus of the child. So I understand by the status of the child, whether he's a miyuchas or not miyuchas, there's nothing else, there's no chazaka there. We don't have a chazaka. It's a question of, is she trusted or is she not trusted? So there it's easy to say, Bari Yoshema, Bari Adif. So we trust her. In this case, where there's another factor, you could say, well, wait a second, there's also a chazaka of her being Ba'ula. Even in the face of a chazaka of her being a Ba'ula, we still trust Bari is greater. So my af Barishona, again, the af agav dikel memer, even though there's room to say in this very mission, daf yubeis, oki mamone becheskes maria, and he shouldn't have to owe anything, still amar rabbi gamliel, Bari adav, Bari wins out. So we see Bari is stronger than Shema, and even in the face of chazaka, Bari is still stronger than the Shema and the chazaka of becheskes maria kama. So now the Gemara says, wants to line this up with the previous discussion of the guy saying, you owe me a dollar, or mana, and he says, eini yodea. Lema, let's suggest that Rav Yehuda, Rav Huna, Damrikur and Gamliel, they hold Rav Gamliel that Bari is greater than the Eino Yodea claim of Shema, and Rav Nachman or Rav Yochanan who said that they're potter when the guy says Eino Yodea, he holds Damrikur Yeshua in our Mishnah that holds we go based on Chazaka as opposed to Bari Adif, so they line up very nicely. So the response is Amar Lecha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says no. Anna, I hold Damri Afilu Kerav Gamliel. I who hold that the Eino Yodea claim actually gets him off the hook. I would agree to Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah that there he actually does owe the money of the Masayim, the Ksuba. What's the difference? That Ad Kan Lo Kam Rabbi Gamliel Hasam Eldika Migo. The only reason why we trust Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah that she's trusted because not only is she Bari Adif, but she actually has a Migo. A Migo gives her greater strength that she could have said a stronger claim and she didn't. That actually bolsters up her Taina. That's why we trust it because it's a Migo that's working. What's the Migo? So if you look in Rashi, Rashi to explain the Migo here, it's around halfway down the Rashi, is Ella Deika Migo. Kigon Mishir Satani Neneses, Nenasti rather, or Kigon Hiomes Mukats Eitz Ani, or as she says as Mukats Eitz, the Amrina Migo, what's the Migo? Dibai Taina Taina Maalsu Melch, she could have made a better Taina. Kigon Gave Mukats Eitz Ani, the Taina Mal Yasa, the Lopasli Nafshe Mekuna, the Kamar Nenasti Mishir Satani. She could have said, yes, I'm a Bula because Mukats Eitz. And Mukas 8 would not disqualify her from being married to a Kohen, and yet she gave an honest statement. She said, listen, I wasn't Mukas 8. I could have said that, and there wouldn't have been a discussion at all. But I was being honest. Nenasti, I was violated. But I'm telling you, it took place already after we were engaged, and therefore, since she could have made a stronger claim, and yet she made a weaker claim, that Migo gives her greater strength, greater Nemanus. So that's the din. And Rashi gives a little bit further, but I think that's enough just for now to get us through. So the Gemara then says again, Ad kan lo kamar Gamliel hasam eladika migo. The only reason why we trust Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah is because it's a migo which gives her taina stronger. It's not simply bari v'adif. It's a bari that's strengthened by a migo. Aval hacha, here the case of the guy says, you owe me a mana, and the response is, I don't know. There's no migo. My migo ika. What migo is there to work with? There's no migo. And therefore, it's simply a bari claim versus a chazaka, and that's where Rav Nachman says chazaka is stronger than a bari. But once again, you give the migo to add to the bari, that gives the bari even a greater taina. Inami, alternatively, ad kan lo kama Rabbi Gamliel hasam eladamrina okmeya chazaka. The only reason why there that he says is because you go based on the chazaka. Which chazaka? You look at Rashi. Rashi explains here okmeya chazaka, which is around 8 lines from the bottom of Rashi. Okmeya chazaka. Misafkalei ashas erisin ibesula havia v'neshabele lemasayim ibeula havia. We're unclear when she got engaged to him. Was she besula? Was she beula at the time? Hemed isha alchatkasa ubesula nolda. Then now the chazaka that Rabbi Shua claimed that she's a chazaka of a beula. There's another chazaka to reconcile with. What's that? What's that other chazaka? She was born as a besula. So maybe her real chazak is that she's a basula. Now she's a baula. But the real chazak of any woman who is brought into this world is the chazak of a basula. So that chazak of basula is actually stronger than the chazak of her being a current baula. Now again, this gets into a whole world of discussions how chazakas work. I don't want to get into that world right now, but just very simply speaking, there's this other chazakah to deal with, and that's the chazakah of her being a basula. That's why Rabbi Gamliel is makel that we trust her, because that chazakah is stronger than the chazakah being a bula. But here, Valhacha, last two lines of the Amud here, when it comes to the case of Mani li biyadcha, Vahala Omer in Yodea, my chazakah islay, there's no chazakah other than cheskas marikama, which means things should say status quo. What other chazakah do we have? So therefore, Rabbi Nachman says here, you're really going to say pater. And the Gemara explains, Hachanai Mestav, it's very sensible to say all this, to give these explanations and these distinctions here. Why? The Rav Nachman really holds like Rabbi Gamliel in the Mishnah. Not that we're lining the two up, but they're actually two different cases. Why does this make sense? Because Dim Kane, if you were not to say, they say he doesn't hold like Rabbi Nachman, you have a Kasha Hilchasa Hilchasa. We have a contradiction of Hadapaskin. Why? Because in general, Kaimalan Halacha Krav Nachman, in general, when it comes to Dini, when it comes to Dini Mamrits, when it comes to Choshen Mishra, we always pass the Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman here holds, when the case of Mani Libyadcha, Halomer Ani Yodea, Rav Nachman says Pater, we pass like Rav Nachman that you're actually Pater. But in the Mishnah, in the case, we also have Ubaha Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel Halacha Krav Gamliel, that we possibly trust her. So those two Mishnayos and Brisa are contradicting each other. The only way to shim the two is to really say Rav Nachman holds like Rav Gamliel, and he just thinks the case of Mani Libyadcha in Yodea is actually different. El Shmamina, Kimashina and Shmamina, that the two answers are true, that Rav Nachman does hold like Rav Gamliel, except the case of Mani Libyadcha is actually a different type of case. So quickly to recap what we did today, we started talking about the case of a woman who was married in the first case and there's Edim that she did not have Bia. We still assume she's a Bila. We don't trust the Edim are entirely trusted. And then we had a Brisa that there were no Edim, but the same idea that there's a Nisuin, but no Bia based on some level of trust, some assumption. We had then the discussion in the Mishnah about the Och Eitz Chama B'Yehuda, that they were Yichud in Yehuda, so they no longer have the Tain of Tainus Basulim. We said in Yehuda wasn't always that way. Some places in Yehuda would have the Yichud, other places would not have the Yichud, and those places where they would not have Yichud, those places would have such a Tainus Basulim. The another Takana they had in the areas where they would not have Yichud, they have Shnei Shoshvinin, which are the two systems to make sure no one would lose the Dam Basulim. And then in Galia, we do not have any of these practices. They wouldn't have the Yichud, nor would they have the Shnei Shoshvinim. Then we had the Mishnah of the Almana would get a Mana, whether or not she was a Bas Kohen or not, it would only be a Mana. But the Basula of a Kohenes would actually get Arba Males. So we had two Takanas to try to help the Kohanim, the Bas Kohen, to get 400 for the Basula. We tried giving them 200 as an Almana, but the people wouldn't marry them anymore. So we brought that back down to a Mana, only for Almanas Kohen, just like an Almanas Yisrael. We then discussed not only the Bezdin Shekohanim are able to raise the level of a Ksuba, but anybody else who came from a Mishpachas Miuchasas were also able to raise the level, the bar, of the amount of money in the Ksuba. Then we saw finally the Mishnah about a woman who was found to be a Beula, and she claimed that she was only violated after she was engaged, and the husband felt otherwise. So Ramaliel said, we trust her, and Bari Vishema, Bari Adif, and then Rishud says, we trust him because of Chazaka of that case. And then we had to line this up with the discussion of Mani Liyadcha and Omi Enyodea. So we wanted to line this up with the question of Bar Vishema versus Chazaka, and the Gemara concluded that there's a difference, that either we hold like a Gamliel in the Mishnah, even Rav Nachman agrees, because that's a situation whereby there's a Migo strengthening his claim, or because the Chazaka of her being a Basula, one of those two ways would give the strength of Bari, not just the regular case of Bari Vishema, but it's a Bari plus a Migo, or a Bari plus a Chazaka being a Basula. Okay? Everybody have a wonderful day.